Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 420 edition. Join me at Knuckleheads going down to State Street, 520 State Street specifically. About 420 this afternoon, we're going to broadcast live all the way to the end of the show, the happier happy hour. I'll be back in the humidor, you know, trying not to hydrate too much. Anyways, want to get back to this winning message of Mallory McMurrow. I'd never heard of her. She's a Democratic state senator in Michigan, and she delivered an epic takedown of a GOP colleague on Tuesday that continues to go viral. We're going to help it. It includes a forceful pushback against Republicans over laws stigmatizing gay and trans children and families, and a searing moral defense of treating them respectfully. Was it wokeness? Yes, at least in a sense. But either way, Carville appeared transfixed by it. Enormously effective piece of communication. There's really no comeback to it. So let's play it for the people. Fancy gonna need your help here. It's on the rundown. Thank you, Evan, for the flag. Let's play State Senator from Michigan, Mallory McMurrow. Cut number 30, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I didn't expect to wake up yesterday to the news that the senator from the 22nd district had overnight accused me by name of grooming and sexualizing children in an email fundraising for herself. So I sat on it for a while wondering why me. And then I realized, because I am the biggest threat to your hollow, hateful scheme. Because you can't claim that you are targeting marginalized kids in the name of, quote, parental rights if another parent is standing up to say no. So then what? Then you dehumanize and marginalize me. You say that I'm one of them. You say she's a groomer. She supports pedophilia. She wants children to believe that they were responsible for slavery and to feel bad about themselves because they're white.
Let's play more of State Senator Mallory McMurray. McMurrow. Mallory McMurrow. Too much alliteration for me. Cut 31, please.
Growing up, my family was very active in our church. I sang in the choir. My mom taught CCD. One day, our priest called a meeting with my mom and told her that she was not living up to the church's expectations and that she was disappointing. My mom asked why. Among other reasons, she was told it was because she was divorced and because the priest didn't see her at Mass every Sunday. So where was my mom on Sundays? She was at the soup kitchen with me. My mom taught me at a very young age that Christianity and faith was about being part of a community, about recognizing our privilege and blessings and doing what we can to be of service to others, especially people who are marginalized, targeted, and who had less, often unfairly. I learned that service was far more important than performative nonsense like being seen in the same pew every Sunday or writing Christian in your Twitter bio and using that as a shield to target and marginalize already marginalized people. I also stand on the shoulders of people like Father Ted Hesburgh.
A little bit more from the impassioned Mallory McMurrow, State Senator, Michigan. Cut 32, please.
The longtime president of the University of Notre Dame, who was active in the civil rights movement, who recognized his power and privilege as a white man, a faith leader, and the head of an influential and well-respected institution, and who saw black people in this country being targeted and discriminated against and beaten, and reached out to lock arms with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. when he was alive, when it was unpopular and risky, and marching alongside them to say, "We've got you." To offer protection and service and allyship to try to right the wrongs and fix injustice in the world. So who am I? I am a straight, white, Christian, married, suburban mom who knows that the very notion that learning about slavery or redlining or systemic racism somehow means that children are being taught to feel bad or hate themselves because they are white is absolute nonsense. No child alive today is responsible for slavery. No one in this room is responsible for slavery.
A little bit more before she drops the mic. Senator Mallory McMurrow.
but each and every single one of us bears responsibility for writing the next chapter of history. Each and every single one of us decides what happens next and how we respond to history and the world around us. We are not responsible for the past. We also cannot change the past. We can't pretend that it didn't happen or deny people their very right to exist. I am a straight, white, Christian, married, suburban mom. I want my daughter to know that she is loved, supported, and seen for whoever she becomes. I want her to be curious, empathetic, and kind. People who are different are not the reason that our roads are in bad shape after decades of disinvestment, or that healthcare costs are too high, or that teachers are leaving the profession. I want every child in this state to feel seen, heard, and supported, not marginalized and targeted because they are not straight, white, and Christian. We cannot let hateful people tell you otherwise to scapegoat and deflect from the fact that they are not doing anything to fix the real issues that impact people's lives. And I know that hate will only win if people like me stand by and let it happen. So I want to be very clear right now. Call me whatever you want. I hope you brought in a few dollars. I hope it made you sleep good last night. I know who I am. I know what faith and service means and what it calls for in this moment. We will not let hate win.
That sounds like a winning attitude for Democrats. I'm going to read a little bit more from the Washington Post while there's time. You'll note that McMurrow didn't sound defensive or offer mealy-mouthed, hair-splitting fact checks. She didn't capitulate to the Republican framing of these matters for a second. Instead, McMurrow laid bare her deepest convictions and explained how they lead her to her positions on gay and trans rights and why basic human decency demands them. Importantly, she made this about what Republicans are doing. That's a winning message, people. That is a winner. Let's talk like that more often. Let's have real conversations. And that's what I mean by real. Talk about your Christianity. As far as I'm concerned, you don't have to be a Christian. You can be a good human being. But don't let them grab Christianity, wrap themselves in the cross or the flag. I mean, Jesus, as far as I can tell, he was a progressive liberal. Like my next fine guest, Mark Pocan, congressman from the great state of Wisconsin. He joins us next. More Devils.
They're winners. Winners get to do what they want.